USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is encouraged by the latest monthly jobs report, the economy adding more than 500,000 jobs in May. The president saying it will take some time, though.
America is finally on the move again. As we continue this recovery, we're going to hit some bumps along the way. Of course that'll happen. We can't reboot the world's largest economy like flipping on a nice light switch.
The unemployment rate falling to 5.8% as well in May. The FDA is authorizing Regeneron's coronavirus antibody drug for injections. Regeneron said the FDA also lowered the dose by 1,200 milligrams. The pharmaceutical company is planning to deliver at least 1 million doses to the federal government by the end of June. Additionally, Regeneron plans to seek full approval for non-hospitalized patients later this summer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
State Department leaders were warned not to pursue an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. That's what former department officials confirmed to Fox News on Thursday amid fears that it would bring attention to U.S. funding of research at the Wuhan Institute where the virus may have escaped. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling Fox News,
"We overcame lots of internal bureaucracy to get there and lots of internal debate from NIH folks who were trying to suppress what we're doing at the State Department as well." When you heard Dr. Fauci this morning, Laura, those are the exact same words, the exact same excuses, the exact same theories that the Chinese Communist Party has presenting for over a year now. We can all draw our own conclusions.
Pope Francis will reportedly meet with President Joe Biden on June 15th, one day before the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is scheduled to begin drafting a document about politicians who support abortion receiving communion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A famous criminal defense attorney has passed away.
Effley Bailey, a criminal defense attorney best known for representing O.J. Simpson during his murder trial, has died in Atlanta, his family has announced. He died while in hospice, but the family declined to reveal why. He also represented Patty Hearst for crimes she committed with the Symbionese Liberation Army after the group kidnapped her. Bailey was 87. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Duke University men's basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski is stepping down at the end of next season after 41 years. He tells NBC's Today Show he got into coaching because he wanted to have a positive impact on young men.
When I was 16, my coach had that impact on me and one of my teachers in high school, and I wanted to be a coach since I was 16 years old, and that was the reason. Now, the wins come as a result of having great relationships.
Coach K also tells the Today Show about how he's changed in 41 years.
I know a lot more. I have better balance. I have 10 grandchildren now. That's a big thing. But the one constant, I'm always trying to learn, and I think I've listened better. I don't micromanage.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.